Hello everyone, today marks day 7 of my guide dog residential training at the McCure Hotel in Bolton with the guide dogs mobility team based in Manchester. Today was a very short day involving just one walk at the park that I visited earlier in the week at West Horton. It involved a block route up to the park, negotiating traffic, finding crossings and using all of the commands and hand movements learned so far during training. Just as with yesterday, it was a more independent walk with the guide dog mobility instructors stepping back a little bit and allowing the handlers on the course to work with their dog independently on a route that was discussed beforehand. This route is quite important as we'll be doing it again tomorrow evening when it's dark to learn how to use the dog in different conditions. So I'm a little nervous as light perception is a huge part of the small amount of vision I have left, which is located in my left eye, of which I have 10% central vision. And while light is a constant barrier, it is also a really useful tool at the same time. Knocking out that light perception during the night time and working with Tammy is going to be a little nerve-wracking, and I'm not one for usually walking around at night on my own without a sighted person, so this is definitely going to be a bit of a test for me. So when we reached the park today, it actually started to rain, sleet and snow all at the same time, so that did cut Tammy's free run a little short, but it was a good walk and I'm glad, you know, that I'm a lot more confident with the route for tomorrow's evening walk. Tammy seemed to enjoy herself quite a bit. She played with another guide dog that I was doing the walk with. The guide dog's called Connor, and she had a lot of fun with him. She can definitely hold her own when playing, even though she's a tiny little thing. So she had fun, though unfortunately it was cut short. And that was it for today, really. We finished at lunchtime, which was 12:30, and my parents came to visit me in the afternoon at 2 p.m. My dad has never met Tammy before, as he was at work during her initial home visit on November 7th and on my first walk around Bolton on November 19th. He absolutely loved her, and she loved him just as much. I think she sensed that, you know, these two new people were my family, and she was just so giddy and excited to play and be stroked and give the paw, and it's nice for her just to be a regular dog, as well as being my working partner and my eyes when out and about. It's nice for her just to have a rest and have a good play and just feel really confident in herself. I think earlier this week she was definitely a little bit insecure, needed a lot of petting, but she's a lot more used to me now after 7 days, and you know, we've got a really good bond already after just 1 week, so you know, it's been fantastic. I went out with my mum and my dad for something to eat at a nearby pub in the evening, and it was so festive and felt so lovely to be with them again after 7 long days of training and learning new things. I left Tammy behind and she was just settled in her basket, and when I came back in she was waiting at the door for me. So tomorrow we start at 9 again and have a full day visiting the training centre at Atherton in the morning and then having our evening walk to the park at around 7. I hope you've all had a lovely weekend, and I look forward to sharing day 8 of my guide dog training with you tomorrow. So we're nearly at the end of the course. It's 10 days for the training course and tomorrow is day 8. So I'll be finishing on Wednesday, and it's quite scary how quickly it's gone by, but I've enjoyed it immensely. The other handlers on the course are just lovely and their dogs are really well behaved, and I'd met them all before at my work placement at Atherton during the Henshaw's 12-week skill step course. So I'd actually met the dogs before I met the handlers, but it's just been a really enjoyable experience, and you know, it's going to be sad for it to end, but I'm also excited to go back home and implement everything that I've learned so far in all of the routes that I know in my home area. So that's it. Thank you for listening, and I shall upload again tomorrow evening.